producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You are with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, if you'd like to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can also check out our Facebook accounts, Bradley Dean, double E, Sons of Liberty Radio, Sons of Liberty Media. Also, if you'd like to be a part of the show today, it's 1-866-582-9933. Again, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, I also want to let you know our Twitter account is BradleyDean1. BradleyDean1 on our Twitter account, double E. BradleyDean1 on our Twitter account. I also wanted to let you know as well, especially for the new listeners, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Now, I want to say this. People need to understand that when we're on the radio and we're doing what we do online, people need to understand that we follow the Christ here, 1 Corinthians 11:1. And I want people that listen to the show to understand as well that we follow the Christ because we understand that there's no name under heaven whereby men might be saved, period. End of story, exclamation point. And I also want you to understand in saying that, friends, that we don't follow other Christians here because we're not called to follow other Christians here. We're called to follow Christ. I want everybody to understand what I'm saying. We're not called to follow other Christians, friends. We're called by the Lord to follow Christ. Matter of fact, we're commanded to follow Him, to take up our cross, to follow Him, not other Christians. So, in saying that, friends, we're going to jump over to Sons of Liberty in just a moment here. I wanted to highlight some of the things that I'm noticing across the country once again. Folks, just to show you that ISIS, ISIL, Al-Qaeda, outside of the fact that we've already been told by special ops and generals who is ISIS, who's created ISIS, and what ISIS is all about. We can see that these Muslims that are being released onto nations to infiltrate and to topple those nations, one has to ask the question, who's financing those people to get to those countries, and why is it that they're doing the biddings that the government would expect you in those particular countries to do on their behalf, to give power over to the UN, to establish a one world order? Is that not interesting? Oh, P.S., just a side note, did you know that the word terrorism first came out under Daddy Bush and every other administration under him? So you can look at the timeline as to when things really started to digress in this country, who really started to attack this country. But if you go to Daddy Bush's daddy, Prescott Bush, you can find out that back in the 20s and the 30s, he was actually indicted for illegally financing Hitler's war. Okay, we've talked about that before, but going back to what I'm seeing today, it's absolutely amazing to me that I see all of these Muslims going into other countries. By the way, they're finding out that they're not Syrians. folks. 4 out of 5 are not. And we're also noticing that it's interesting to take note that there's no women and children with the men. Well, one has to ask the question, wait, what is this all about? Well, why are they going into other countries such as Germany, and why are they toppling churches and synagogues? Who is this all working for, friends? Of course it's working for a new world order. And how many times over the past 15 years have I told the American people, especially after September 11th, what this was about? It's not about a foreign power destroying who we are. Remember what James Madison said, the father of our Constitution. If tyranny or oppression ever come into this country, it will come in the disguise of fighting a foreign enemy. No, it is not. Because if we can go over to what Abraham Lincoln said, that if we falter or fail, folks, some foreigner, I'm paraphrasing, some foreigner is not going to destroy this country. It's going to be because we failed. We failed. Because geographically, folks, we cannot be destroyed the way that countries are being destroyed today. Folks, this is happening right under the noses of the people globally. Muslims and terrorism, it's all a political tool to upend countries, sovereignties. To give way to what? A global government. And we're seeing that again. But again, folks, going back, why are all these Muslims going into foreign countries? Why are they toppling them? And again, let me ask you the question, where are the wives and the children? Because they're not the victims, they're the perpetrators, they're the criminals. These are mercenaries, friends, bought and paid for. When, America, are you going to wake up that you've been duped by the state-controlled media? Just ask the head of the director of the CIA that everything you believe is a lie. They'll know that it's complete at that point. They're mercenaries, friends, bought and paid for. Oh, here, let me take it another step for you. The president today of the United States of America just sent forth to the schools in America that they're to enroll illegals in this country into the public school systems, and to make sure that those that were being enrolled into public schools, if any was to resist, they need to understand that it's law. No, it is not. It is illegal in this country, because when they're talking about migrants, or immigrants, friends, coming into the United States of America, you do need to understand that they're coming in illegally. You need to understand they're coming in illegally. And this criminal in the White House has the audacity to tell those that would reject illegals being enrolled into their public schools that you better understand that it's the law. No, it's not. See you again, friends? If they can get you asking the wrong questions, they don't have to worry about giving you the right answers, right? Well, they already tried to solve that problem by calling it law, when in fact it's not law. It's illegal. Again, the President of the United States and his criminal administration are trampling the Constitution of the United States of America, because the American people stand down and allow him to do it. No other reason. And just think, folks, I was just in Hopkins, Minnesota. It's a suburb of Minneapolis, just last week. I went down a back road. I shared this with you, I believe, on Wednesday. And I had no idea why I was going down this back road. I never take that road, and I just stopped. And all of a sudden, I seen a school bus right in front of me. And as I looked at the school bus, I thought, well, what's this all about? And I noticed 99% of those kids that got off the bus, the girls had burqas. They were Muslim kids. And I asked some locals, I said, what's going on here with all these Muslims here? They said, well, they just took over the elementary school, the elementary school here in Hopkins, Minnesota. Folks, this is happening under your noses. But you also know, friends, because you've been given the light of truth to know the difference as to what's going on in this country. America, this president is not America. In America, you are not this president. And I'm going to come back to this point right after this break.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together. Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. At sonsoflibertyteam.com. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. I was telling you right before the break, friends, this president is not America, and America, this is not you in any sense of the word. And I want people to understand, too, that this president's administration is not to the survival of America. It's to the demise of America. And for some reason, the American people in this country have been led to believe that he's got 15, 16 more months to go ahead and do what he wills until he is fully expired concerning his administration. And just think about it, folks. One thing he didn't lie about. Let me say this. The one thing that he didn't lie about is the fact that he was going to fundamentally transform America. And I'm not going to talk defeatism here because I'm not going to praise the wicked and give strength unto the wicked concerning what they have done to the American people that have allotted these crimes to take place in the first place. That's not what I'm doing at all. And that's not what I'm saying. I'm laying to the responsible as to what they should do concerning what's going on in this country. This is illegal activity. It is foreign to America and it is unconstitutional. It's not law. I mean, yesterday we were looking at the charades going on with Hillary Clinton. That was nothing but a promotion for her presidential candidacy, friends. That's it. Nothing more. And it's interesting to take note concerning all of the comments that I've taken notice of concerning Hillary Clinton. People know who she is. People know who she is. And folks, I've already shared with you in the past Clinton Chronicles, if you've not seen that, America knows that she is a criminal. The American people know that Bill Clinton's a criminal. They've committed acts of treason over and over and over and over again against this country and we the people. But yet she's up on television. All the newslets are go ahead and highlighting everything that she's doing, laughing at the fact, folks, that four dead individuals were irrelevant in her eyes. She'll do anything that she can do to get where she wants to go. And the American people, if she gets there, then guess what? It's your responsibility. But you do need to understand that she doesn't have the support of the American people once again, just like Barack Hussein Obama did in the second time around. I mean, we found out concerning Barack Hussein Obama's Twitter account was 70% contrived, created out of thin air. We found out that 59% of Hillary Clinton's Twitter account is all fake. She doesn't have the support. Don't ever forget Saul Alinsky when it comes to the fact that, wait a second, how did they get there? Remember one of the tactics. They want you to believe that there's more of them when in fact there isn't. That's why they need the foreigners to come over here, the illegals to come over here. That's why they're going into California right now and signing up illegals, folks, because they don't have the numbers within. So therefore, they need to get foreigners to come into America to vote for them illegally because they already know what they're doing is criminal. And so do the American people. But folks, it's pretty crazy as to see what's going on here. And again, I want to say this. This president is not America. In America, this is not your president. This is not the president of the United States that follows the rule of law. This is foreign government. And this isn't about the survival of Barack Hussein Obama and his administration. It's now about the survival of you, America. It's about the survival of America in dealing with the crimes of these administrations. Because until the message is sent that we will not deal with your crimes or tolerate your crimes against we the people any longer, friends, it's going to continuously go on. And that's exactly what we're seeing happen. I mean, folks, pulling up Paul Ryan, new Speaker of the House, what's the difference? What's the difference between him and Boehner, friends? I mean, this is it's just over the top when I look at what's going on in this country. It really is. If we go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com real quick, friends, I want to highlight some of these articles. Mosques can be closed. It's constitutional. You have the U.S. Constitution, not the Middle East Constitution, okay? This is United States. This is the United States of America. And like it or not, if you come over to our country and you are interjected to the system of the United States, well, it's to who we are in this country, you have to come over here legally. And when you do that, guess what? No matter what religion you are, regardless if you like it or not, you're still ruled by the Mosaic Institution. Okay? Not Sharia law. Not any other foreign government. Folks, it doesn't have any place here in America. So going to sonsoflibertymedia.com, yes, mosques can be closed. It's constitutional. By the way, that was one of the things Trump said that he would do. We'll see what happens here. sonsoflibertymedia.com, folks. Second Circuit Court of Appeals just opened the door to Australian. Isn't this interesting, folks? See what they do is they forecast. They're forecasting. And then what they do is they set their people out on the trail. They're little communist friends. They set their people out on the trail and they start to talk. They start to make these their talking points. Second Circuit Court of Appeals just opened the door to Australian-style gun ban. Well, who brought that up? Hillary Clinton did. Folks, you need to understand, they're systematically throwing these things down on you. You know what was interesting is yesterday I actually posted a picture. You know how Bruce Jenner, how he wants to be called Caitlyn in front of the world? And remember it started to cry in front of everybody and I said, yet it on purpose. But isn't it interesting that it wanted you to call him Caitlyn? And he wanted his children to be proud of him? Well, he doesn't want to be called Caitlyn anymore. It doesn't want to be called Caitlyn anymore. It wants to be called Bruce again. And I posted that this is an abomination. And isn't it interesting? The only people pushing transgender, homosexuality, communism, the Muslim faith, any other foreign or immoral or un-American propaganda, it's all coming through the state-controlled media, down the throats of the American people. But when I posted this picture, what was interesting about this, friends, is the fact that I did not see one positive comment out of 439 comments posted in one day. Not one positive. I thought America was about this. No, folks. No, folks, it's not about what you believe and what you stand up for. No, it's about what they want and what they mean to throw down and shove down your throats, like it or not, literally. That's what's absolutely amazing about all of this. Again, friends, I've shared in the past, and I say it again, because it's important. They said behind Adolf Hitler, what was behind him? They said if you'd have pulled the curtain back on him, there was nothing there holding him up. Everything he did was based on a lie. Yep, same thing happened in America today. Same exact stuff. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Arizona Congressman sets sights on removal of gun suppressors from National Firearms Act. Folks, when you see those that represent you, the people, you need to understand that they are committing the act of treachery when they fail to uphold the Constitution. And what we're seeing across the boards is them counteract their position. They're standing in opposition of the purpose that people put in there in the first place. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, must the temple be rebuilt before Christ returns? SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, the immoral, selfish act of gun control. When are the American people going to say no? Where's the spirit of resistance that your forefathers told you to take on? SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, ignorant, racist, Missouri students call for removal of Thomas Jefferson statue. Folks, it's also interesting to note that when you see these sorts of things take place across the United States, in many cases they're foreign exchange students coming into America that are taking shots at who you are, and for some reason those within, they're compliant or complicit to the very things that they're requesting. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, Ben Carson doubles down. IRS must take away tax-exempt status from this designated terror group called CAIR, C-A-I-R. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Folks, what we're going to do is we're going to jump over to this because I want to get my talking points on track. And concerning what could happen in this country if the American people responded. And I think that's what's important, is to get you on track. Remember, again, what David prayed. Lord, take my feet out of the miry clay. I can suspect that everybody in this country listening today would love nothing more than to be out of the position that they're in right now. Well, let me say this. Let me go back to what I said during the beginning of the show. I said, hey, folks, we follow the Christ here. I said, you're not called to follow other Christians. You're called to follow Christ. Isn't it interesting that Jesus told the American people and his followers, that they are to beware of the leaven, the doctrine of what? The religious people, the Pharisees and the Sadducees, and those of the Herodians. And he said, they be the blind that lead the blind, and they'll all end up in a ditch. In America, that's where you're at right now, because you've allowed the blind to lead the way. Why? I have no idea, but the American people have. There's no getting around that. Now, what's interesting about that is the fact that if we would simply follow the Christ, we wouldn't be where we're at today. So I want you to imagine this really quick with me. The Obama administration found criminal and corrupt. We already know that. Impeachment will take place this week, and all administrative officials who have continuously broken the laws of our constitutional republic will be tried, convicted, and brought to justice. Is it possible? America, I lay that to you. Is it possible? SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Be right back on the other side.
Seven-year-old female and had a heart attack in 2005. This is Alice from New Jersey. I still get angina, even with four stents. I was taking Nitro two or three times a week. The very first day after taking heart and body extract, the chest pain was gone. Now I don't wear a Nitro patch.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming. that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America. From where you shop, to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to dollardownfall.com. Again, that's dollardownfall.com.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to onesilversolution.com. Onesilversolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Okay, so this is what we're going to talk about. The Obama administration found criminal and corrupt. Impeachment will take place this week, and all administrative officials who have continuously broken the laws of our constitutional republic will be tried and convicted and brought to justice. You know, I can hear a plethora of voices coming back. Oh, that'll never happen. Oh, it can happen. But let me ask you the question, why would that never happen? It would never happen because you won't make it happen. America, come on, let's call it for what it is. Let me just contrast this really quick with what took place concerning the impeachment of Andrew Johnson. And I want you to listen carefully as to what he did to be impeached, okay? Johnson was impeached on February 24th, 1868 in the U.S. House of Representatives on 11 articles of impeachment detailing his high crimes and misdemeanors. In accordance with Article 2 of the United States Constitution, the House's primary charge against Johnson was the violation of the Tenure of Office Act passed by Congress the previous year. Specifically, he had removed Edwin Stanton, the Secretary of War, whom the Tenure of Office Act was largely designed to protect from office, and replaced him with General Ulysses S. Grant. That's what happens when America still governs themselves, right? Wait a second. He was impeached not for selling military secrets to the Chinese, Bill Clinton, and not for an 18-minute tape, Richard Nixon, concerning Watergate, which is a pedophile ring, by the way, friends. That's what it was all about. The state-controlled media got involved in that, and they diverted your attention from what it was really about. It was a pedophile expose. They were busted. Okay? They weren't aiding and abetting concerning our sworn enemies globally. Like the President of the United States today is. He wasn't arming drug lords through Fast and Furious. He wasn't gun running, like Benghazi. You're getting the point here, right? Johnson was impeached for removing an individual at that particular time, Edwin Stanton, and he replaced him with General Ulysses S. Grant. That's it. But today, look at how far things have gone. And I want to tell you why it's happening, because the American citizens have fallen so far from our Constitution and what our forefathers established and what, of course, they bled, fought, and died to give us, that we think justice, a simple thing, just is justice, where you let the punishment fit the crime, is impossible. And as a matter of fact, even going back to yesterday concerning Hillary Clinton, isn't it interesting, friends, how the American people are laughing at her, and they're also saying to themselves as they're posting little notes under the articles from sonsoflibertymedia.com, she'll never be brought to justice. She'll never be brought to justice. Everybody knows she's a liar. Everybody knows she's a criminal. Everybody knows she belongs in prison. But she'll never, at least, she'll never be brought to justice. Isn't that crazy? I mean, folks, when you look at the contrast between Andrew Johnson and what's going on in this country today, how is it happening? People are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. Remember that. Remember what Thomas Jefferson said, that if a nation expects to be stuck on stupid, it expects what never was and never will be. I added stupid. Ignorant and free is what he said. And how many times I get on this radio show, friends, and how many times I would love to just laugh and talk about some folks, it's absolutely beautiful here in the state of Minnesota. And how I'd love to talk about how the weather is awesome. And how I'd love to just to lay down my spiritual sword once in a while and say, man, look at this. And I can do that only when we get to the point a victory concerning what's going on in this country. So again, what if we woke up this morning, opened up the newspaper, or turned on the television to your local news channel, and you saw that the Obama administration found criminal and corrupt, and you went back all the way to the first Bush and up to the present, and we dealt with each and every single one of them because they're all in it together. They are. There's no question about it. They're in concert with one another. By the way, that alliance will be broken in life or in death. I prefer in life, if the American people would actually stand up and be the law that they're called to be, said Thomas Jefferson. We wouldn't have these issues. But folks, let me ask you the question again, going back. Why do the American people say that justice is impossible? I mean, if I had anybody out there that actually had the internal fortitude to call in, I mean, I get emails all day. I get Facebook posts all day concerning what's going on in their country. I get literally hundreds of thousands of responses every night on my email. But to call in and contend with what I'm saying here, it's the unthinkable. Why? Because you're saying to yourself right now, you're talking to me. I'm too busy to actually fight for the freedom that I'm enjoying. Or I'll get a phone call after the show. Bradley, you know, this, that, and the other thing. I know. Well, why didn't you call and tell the people that on the radio? Because I didn't want you to bite my head off. Well, I'm not going to bite your head off. We're in this together, right? We're all Christian patriots. We all know freedom isn't free. Freedom was the right, or freedom was given unto us to do what we ought to do, not what we want to do. Right? And then that's where it stops right there, because there's many that say now, at this point, someone else can do the fighting. I want to do the enjoying. You know, if you go back to William Wallace, who was a real man, Braveheart, you know him as. He knew more than the nobles of Scotland. He knew that freedom was not a gift granted to them by mere men or a tyrant king, but freedom was a right guaranteed to every man by God. Freedom was not a thing to be stripped away from the common people because a tyrant rose high above them with a vast army. Freedom was God ordained in Christ's blood. Now, folks, I also want you to understand that when you look at this, I want you to put this into perspective. The army that the king had to war against insubordinates, you know, the rebellious, those that would not subject themselves to his tyrannical rule. Keep in mind, they were the ones paying the taxes to supply the tyrant with an army to war against themselves in the first place. Same thing within America here today. At every step of what you complain about concerning corruption in your government, keep in mind you're the one paying for it with your tax dollars. You're paying for it. That's why they're creating bureaucracies to oppress you, friends. It's your tax dollars. Folks, what happens if you don't pay your taxes? Oh, my goodness. Woo! And it's supposed to be a voluntary system, as a matter of fact. Read article, read the documentation given unto you by the IRS. You'll see that it's a voluntary system. But what happens if you don't actually apply to be a part of that voluntary system? Ooh, not good, is it? Oh, and just for the record, I pay all my taxes. My share of taxes. Yep, I do. Not a tax evader like some have accused me of, which is humorous to me. And you can accuse me all day because I've been accused of 99% of the things. Folks, they can't even get my name right when they accuse me. I don't want to say too much. One of our PR guys said, Bradley, don't give that to him. Okay, I'm not going to give that to him. I'm talking, of course, of our little bloggers out there that just love to trample everything I say, our skeptics. Hey, folks, the people of Scotland concerning William Wallace outnumbered, outmatched, starving, and without even the proper weapons to fight with, found William Wallace in the battle. And although it was a high cost to pay, namely the life of William Wallace himself, they won their freedom and were delivered from the tyrannical King of England. So how could this be? How could the starving commoners defeat a skilled, well-trained, heavily armed army? Well, just ask George Washington. It was because their freedom was more precious to them than anything in the world, and they would rather die than have it taken away. Their resolve was as iron because they were willing to follow one man who believed. He hoped against all odds, believed God for the impossible, and look at the results. Now take that to America. The nobles, or shall we say, the elitists, as they call themselves, the demigods, the congressmen and the congresswomen that work for special interests. Isn't it interesting how they won't stand up against the crimes that have befallen we, the people, from this administration? They have titles and positions, several offices across the United States, just ask them, in which they don't want to lose much, like the nobles of Scotland in the day. But the tyrannical King of England was not defeated by the nobles. The King of England was defeated by the people. And that's what this corruption that we're dealing with in this country does not want you to know. They want you to believe that you're defeated. There's nothing you can do about it. And by the way, you have many conservatives telling you this. You have the professed church preaching this on a weekly basis. There's nothing you can do about it. No, when in fact there's everything that you can do about it. And your enemy doesn't want you to know that. But again, folks, where are the William Wallaces of today to lead the way? I'll tell you. The one that you're listening to right now. I'm not claiming to be William Wallace. I'm just saying that I believe the Christ. That's who I'm following. You say America needs leaders. Well, let me ask you the question. What about you? America needs honest men and women in government. Well, what about you? Hey, listen, I want to say this. I want people to understand those that want to be in government don't belong in government. Those that don't want to be in government, those are the ones that we need in government. Like, namely, our veterans that have paid the price to be privileged with such a position in the first place. Our veterans need to be in government. Those that have fought the wars, namely unconstitutional wars, so they know what to stand up against. We're going to take a quick break here, folks. Final segment coming up. We're going to come back and talk about a little more of William Wallace and where are the leaders? Who are they? Well, by the grace of God, you've been given the light to hear. By the grace of God, you've given the light to eyes to see. And the light to see, well, guess what? That's called grace.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Judith Reisman, Ph.D., and I am visiting professor of law at the Liberty School of Law and president of the Institute for Media Education. Sons of Liberty is an important, incredibly valuable resource for anyone who tries to keep up with where our world has been and where it's going. I urge people to listen.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
So, folks, I'm going to leave this with you, and I'm going to go over to some of the comments on our last article from posted yesterday, which just went across the nations. We're asking me the question, the Obama administration found guilty and corrupt, impeachment will take place this week, and all administrative officials who have continuously broken the laws of our constitutional republic will be tried, convicted, and brought to justice. How can this not be a possibility? It can be, and it's up to the American people. Yesterday I did an article called Two Dogs in a Ring. There's a fight to the death. Who's going to win? The one that you feed the most. Well, they posted it out on WorldNet Daily as Glenn Beck promotes wrong kind of fear, which he does. And really my purpose in all of this was not to diminish Glenn Beck's much marred reputation already. My purpose was to simply correct him and expose him, and hopefully he's listening to change his message in the sense of at least encouraging the people in the hope that Christ is bestowed upon them, not the other way around, because I can't find in Scripture where we're supposed to preach defeatism. Defeatism, or let me say it this way, judgment always comes upon a nation that turns their back on God. End of story. And in America, it's well-deserved, rest assured, for what the American people have sat down and tolerated concerning those that represent we the people. Because they are not our representatives. They are representatives for special interest groups, no question about it. But in saying that, I went to some of the comments. And here's some of the comments. Poor Bradley finds himself in quite the dilemma. Protestantism was founded on the principle that every man interprets Scripture according to his own understanding. Really? It's only logical that there be over 40,000 different Christian denominations and counting.
No.
What an absolute fool.
No, that's logical. We have one Bible, that's logical. Yes.
So, as I said at the beginning of the show, we're not called to follow other Christians. We're called to follow Christ. And I'm trying to figure out why we have, if following Christ, why do we have 40,000 different Christian denominations? Because they're not following the Christ. Because man gets in the way and then he begins to interpret, and then we have a new denomination or a new cult like the Jehovah's Witnesses or the Mormons. Right? Or the Seventh-day Adventists, whatever the case may be. And some of these other denominations, we can go along with Catholicism, we can go down some of the other denominations and call them all for their errors too. Because where they err, they create a new denomination, it's because they have failed to follow the Christ. And rest assured, with every 40,000, you can almost bet your bottom dollar, it's because the cross was the great stumbling block to the Christ they say they follow. They don't want to follow Christ. They don't want to bear their cross. That's why we have 40,000. I've never seen that number before, but according to this individual that posted their comments, there's only one logical reason that there could be over 40,000 different Christian denominations and counting. Well, because of why? Well, because Protestantism was found on the principle that every man interprets Scripture according to his own understanding. Baloney. It's not according to my carnal understanding. It's to the revelation that the Holy Ghost gives unto me. And guess what? He's going to give me the same revelation according to what that certain scripture states in context as the next guy, because the end aim is all the same for an apostle, prophet, teacher, pastor, or an evangelist. And I'm humored by this stupidity. It blows my mind. And folks, by the way, this is the very definition of deconstructionism. To take away authority from the lawgiver and ask the question, rather than understanding that there are commandments given by God, then to begin to ask the question, well, what does that scripture mean to you? What is that scripture that unless you bring up your cross and follow me, you'll in no wise enter? You know, what does that scripture mean through trials and tribulation? Oh, that means, we're told today, that just means you give up a little more financial support for the church. That just means that you sell one of your houses for the church. That just means that you sell your car so we can buy another Learjet. That's why you have denominations, friends. Because man gets in the way. Then this individual goes on in response to my article yesterday. He is correct, however, in pointing out the obvious needs to accept good works as being a part of life for the faithful person who wishes to follow Christ in the way. You think? And as for the word rapture, well, it's true the word isn't in the Bible. Neither is Bible or the Trinity. This is not a defense of that idea, just pointing out the concepts. And truths can be deduced through study, even if sometimes erroneous conclusions are the result. No, people that are talking about the end times, people that are preaching defeatism, are those that have given up on their country.
Because they don't want to do anything.
Exactly, and that's exactly what this comes down to. Here's another one. I thought this one was great. This one is just absolutely great. She must be a new reader because she said this. She said, where did this guy come from? Now listen, friends. He attacks the body of Christ. He attacks the body of Christ. No, I'm correcting the church. And I understand that correction is grievous to those that forsake the way. She goes on. She says, you know, it's interesting. He must not study the prophecy of the Bible about the end times because many, many of these things are coming true at this time. The majority of the Bible is prophecy.
Thanks for enlightening us.
And look, if you look at her picture, she looks like she's a burnt hippie out of the 60s and 70s.
Yeah, yeah. First of all, where is this guy coming from? First of all, it's a prophetic message. When Christ was here on this earth, what was he doing? He was always correcting, exhorting.
No, he was telling everybody there's nothing you can do about it.
Exactly. Yeah. And to preach hopelessness is absolutely ridiculous. And for you to point out the fact that people are preaching hopelessness because they ultimately don't want to do anything or because, you know, it's just the end times. What are we to do? Listen, we understand the signs of the times. That doesn't mean that we sit there and do nothing. That means that we do all that we can do and leave the results up to God. And also, I want to say this. I believe it was Martin Luther and even Abraham Lincoln. I think they both kind of said something like this. Martin Luther, the great reformer, said, even if I knew that tomorrow the world would end, I would still plant my apple tree. Why? Because he knew that we never know. We don't know when everything's going to be going down.
Jesus,
so we have, doesn't even know. Exactly.
Yes.
So,
but these people do.
Right. We know. So there's nothing we can do. Let's roll over and die.
No. Stephanie, hang on a second. No, and when we're done here, I want to go to the local hardware store and I want to get some rope and go commit suicide because that's all I feel like after I leave these meetings and hear their garbage.
Now, what if the generation, well, I understand the generations before us have dropped the ball in many different ways, but think of our phony forefathers. What if they thought, you know what, it's just King George's is too much.
Totally.
We're outgunned. We're outmatched. I mean, what about Hitler?
William Wallace. We were talking about him.
Exactly. Yeah. William Wallace, right. Hitler. Oh, you know, there's nothing we can do. He's just evil. It's evil's going to reign throughout the world. We're all going to speak German.
Wasn't it true that Bonhoeffer, he could have stayed in America, but he said he couldn't. He had to go back.
That's right. He could have stayed in America. He would have been free. He wouldn't have been killed. But he didn't run from the face of danger. He ran towards it because he knew that God had called him for such a time as this to stand and praise God. He did.
They praise the dead ones and they persecute the living ones. Who is this guy? He attacks the body of Christ. Man, he's attacking the body of Christ. Lady, are you serious? All Scripture is given by the inspiration of God for what?
Profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for corrections, for exhortations, for corrections in righteousness.
I guess it's called attacking the body of Christ now. I mean, folks, this is how stupid people have become. Biblically illiterate is really what it comes down to.
Well, maybe she would be happier if we had the leaders throughout this nation that lead many, many people preaching hopelessness. Perhaps she would prefer that as opposed to correction.
Yeah, I don't know. Some other of the comments are, heck with Beck. It wasn't about Beck. It was the point of what Beck was preaching. Another one said, no comment on the religious aspect, but Glenn Speck has gone off the deep end. Guy used to be great to listen to until last year when he sided with Biro land grabbers going to the border and handing out food, teddy bears, and soccer balls to illegal immigrants' friends. Wow. This was, I forgot to tell you about that, but he did do that. And the invaders, illegal immigrants coming over here. Isn't it interesting how Americans aren't like breaking into other countries?
Yeah.
Why are we migrating into their country?
I remember watching an interview of a Border Patrol agent who had been a Border Patrol agent for a very, very, very long time, and he said he has never seen anyone from America go over the border to cross into Mexico. And all of his years,
not.
He's never seen it the other way around.
Well, or move to the Middle East.
Right.
I mean, and I definitely don't see Americans going over there and tearing down their mosque.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That would go over like a lead balloon, wouldn't it? But you know what? We have a job to do because we see the need. We know what we're doing. We know that we have to go and fight the good fight of faith with God on our side. If Christ be for us, who can be against us? Please do support this work. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Click on the button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty. What that means is you faithfully support the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis. There's many different levels of membership that you have to choose from. You can also do a one-time donation as well. No amount is too high and no amount is too low. Please give what you can to be able to further this work. I also want to...
And we do thank you for your support.
Amen.
And we do thank you for those that have responded.
And all you sons and daughters of Liberty out there, you have a special place in our hearts. We really appreciate all the support and hard work that you're doing.
So much will fly all the way to your backyard and actually preach to your communities.
That's exactly right. Speaking of preaching to the communities, tonight, if you're in Minnesota, please go to the Pathways Community Church in Ramsey. We're having a girls' event there for ladies, for women.
Yeah, but we're not going to Mexico, per se, to teach them Spanish.
Oh, no. You know, a lot of times the people that think they're okay are the worst off. So
yes,
we've got a job to do no matter where we go. Please do check it out, 7 p.m. Pathways Community Church in Ramsey, Minnesota.
Folks, you got Sons of Liberty, Bradley and Stephanie. We will talk to you in 23 for 2 hours, 2 to 4 Central Standard Time on Saturday. Love you by what we do. Talk to you soon. Deeds, not words, friends. Amen.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't pick on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.